News, I'm Ben Thomas. New rules for federal officers on the ground in Minneapolis. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is requiring they all wear body cameras. President Trump.
They generally tend to be good for law enforcement because people can't lie about what's happening.
President Trump's urging the House to end the partial government shutdown. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
Obviously, the president really wants this. The president's going to still be negotiating on the remaining homeland piece. But in the meantime, we want to make sure our troops are paid. We want to make sure we get the rest of the bills that are all identical to what we passed out of the House.
Neither Republicans nor Democrats appear ready to quickly approve the funding package Trump brokered with the Senate. They want to first debate their own demands over immigration enforcement operations. The Justice Department says it's taken down several thousand Epstein documents and media, saying it may have inadvertently included victim identifying information. Lawyers for Epstein's victims have complained of insufficient redactions. And Julie Walker reports on a missing person.
Authorities in Arizona searching for the 84-year-old mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie say after processing her home,
she did not leave on her own.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos calling Nancy Guthrie's home a crime scene.
We saw some things at the home that were concerning to us. We believe now, after we processed that crime scene, that we do in fact have a crime scene.
He says she does not have dementia, but does have mobility issues and was last seen Saturday night. But when she did not show up for church Sunday, her family alerted authorities.
And time is very critical. She is 84. She needs her meds. Her family needs her too.
Nano says Savannah Guthrie is in town helping with the search. I'm Julie Walker.
Bitter colds lingering in the eastern U.S. The National Weather Service forecasting sub-freezing temperatures overnight as far south as Florida. Tens of thousands still without power in Mississippi and Tennessee. This is AP News. News today from Punxsutawney.
As is tradition, the big groundhog named Phil ventured out. He saw his shadow.
It is my job this February 2 to look to the skies and report back to you that there is a shadow here on my ground. 6 more weeks of winter abound.
Whether Phil is right is up in the air. Forecasters say the Punxsutawney forecast is right about 40% of the time. Lucas Waltman from Hershey, Pennsylvania was there.
To come out here and be here at 2 in the morning with everybody, I didn't expect the crowd when we showed up at 3 in the morning to be as large as it was, and here everybody was for the tradition. That just unreal. It's hard to put into words.
The news of 6 more weeks of winter was greeted with a mix of cheers and boos from the tens of thousands who braved temperatures in the single digits. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.